It's inevitable. If you're going to be publishing a book and you want it to sell, you're going to have to promote it. But the problem is not all book marketing and promotion strategies are created equal. In fact, some of them downright suck. In fact, I'm going to talk today about five book marketing strategies that suck in today's episode 57. So stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
It is episode 57. Isn't that crazy to think we've been doing this for well over a year here? And I am just tickled to death that you took a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me. And we're going to be talking about one of my favorite things to talk about. And that's not just self-publishing, but also in promoting your books. But we got to kind of talk a little bit about here something that just kind of grinds my gears. And that's some book marketing strategies that just suck. And I have to say it like that. It's not just like, five book marketing strategies that suck. No, it's five book marketing strategies that suck. And the reason why I have to put emphasis on this is because these ones honestly do not deserve your time of day. You shouldn't attempt them. You should not use them whatsoever. In fact, some of them can work against you. But before we do jump in to the heart of the matter, I want to, of course, bring to your attention that today's podcast is brought to you in part by Publisher Rocket. Save yourself all the time, heartache, and guesswork in your self-publishing business. I have easily saved hours on keyword and category research, competition analysis, and Amazon advertising campaigns. Try it out for yourself when you visit dalelinks.com/rocket. If you aren't happy, listen, if you aren't happy, it's totally cool. Because with Publisher Rocket, you can return it in the first 30 days and get a full refund. They don't stress. They're like, hey, here's your money back. That's how confident they are. And that's how confident I am that you're going to enjoy. And if you don't, that's okay. It's totally cool. You can, again, visit our affiliate link over at dalelinks.com/rocket to get a copy of it today. All right. We're going to talk about those five book marketing strategies that suck. And the problem that we have, it is a very interesting business to be in self-publishing. You got to wear all these hats. And one of those hats includes marketing, promoting your book. It is also an ongoing basis. You need to have some type of ongoing promotion in order to see growth and sales. It's absolutely essential. If you think that just publishing and praying for the best is going to get you to where you need to go, I got bad news for you. You have to market and promote. But the problem is, there's just too many options. There's so many options. And you got all these different people saying, try this and try that. And you got people like me telling you, try this and try that. And what do you choose? Well, let me go ahead and eliminate the things that you should not do. Okay? And anything outside of these five book marketing strategies that suck, go for it. Give it a shot. No, guaranteed. I didn't do an exhaustive list, but these five are particularly stinky. They really do downright suck. Let's just start it out with number one, Facebook groups. Now, you're probably going, hang on a second, Dale. You said Facebook groups are awesome for promoting your book. Yes, niche-specific groups for promoting your book is going to be good. And the other thing is, remember, if you're using Facebook groups, build value in the community before you start beating up people to buy your books. The Facebook groups that I'm talking about are the ones that are just pump and dump. Like, there's nothing but authors in there shouting about their latest book promotion. Oh, I've got it free over on Amazon. I've got it for 99 cents. I've got it for $2.99. I've got it for this much and that much. There's a lot of people shouting in this crowded bus, and not a single person is taking action. And maybe, just maybe, get maybe a download or two, or maybe one print book sale or two. But considering if you're just going and pumping and dumping in all these different Facebook groups, it's not going to do you much good. It's much better that if you're going to utilize and leverage Facebook groups to grow your brand and sell more books and promote your books, you're going to need to look at the long game on this one. You need to develop relationships and really grow your brand through delivering value before you start promoting your book to people. And you'll be amazed that if you deliver enough value that within those Facebook groups, you won't have to say a word. people will promote the books for you, and it's going to seem more organic than you just trying to beat people up with your latest release. All right, number two. And this was interesting, actually. This one came just across my desk this morning through a YouTube comment. It was author launch groups. Now, if you're not familiar with author launch groups, this is pretty interesting. Now, what happens is, and this could be like in Facebook groups, it could be in forums, it could even be in any kind of private type chat, you know, Messenger, things like that. Authors all get together as a group, and it's kind of a quid pro quo system. Let's say there's 10 of us. We all mark our books down to 99 cents, and each and every single one of us buys a copy of our book to bolster rank and, of course, get more exposure. The problem is with the quid pro quo system like this is it muddies up algorithmic results. So let's say you're trying to get yourself discovered and get more organic sales through Amazon. One of the worst things you can do is to get people buying your book just simply to buy it, just to bolster the rank. The issue is, are they going to read it? Much less, what have they bought previously through something like the Amazon platform? I mean, are they usually reading Werebear Shapeshifter romance books and they just bought your fitness book? Well, chances are very likely the algorithm is going to become confused. It's going to go, oh, well, this fitness book clearly goes with Werebear Shapeshifter books, so let's try to serve this up to people. And the problem that you run into is Amazon's going to try to serve that to the audience in some capacity. And it's going to have all these impressions with no clicks and definitely no buys. Because Werebear Shapeshifter people, there might be a small cross-section of folks that are into Werebear Shapeshifter and fitness books, but a large majority of them are not going for that. So this is why I say these author launch groups, and they just aren't worth your time. Now, if you've got other authors in your niche, maybe, possibly it's worth it. But a quid pro quo system, it's kind of scammy. It's kind of dirty. And if you've never heard of something like this before, if you've ever seen anybody selling a course or a coaching program of some sort and they promise you a bestseller, chances are very likely they're doing it through an author launch group. And these things are just shady as hell. I would say run away from this particularly sucky strategy because it's going to get you nowhere. You're going to have to forever rely on a bunch of people buying your book that really have no interest in your book. They're just buying it because they're obligated to, since you're going to be obligated to buy their book. You want legitimate people buying your book and leaving legitimate reviews. Number three. Friends and family. Oh my goodness, a lot of people are going, oh no, Dale, friends and family? You've said I can use friends and family. Okay, listen, there's one exception to friends and family, possibly two. The main one is this, is if it's your first book, I get it. You want to brag. You want your friends and family to have a copy of it. Please do. But you get up to book number two, three, four, six, a dozen, they're going to tire out really quick. And it also shares something in common with the author launch groups in that it muddies the algorithm. A vast majority of your friends and family probably don't share the same interest that you do, and they may not read your book. They may not become raving fans of your stuff. They might not buy your type of books. So again, it messes up the algorithm. The first book, totally cool. After that first book, just get it out of your system. Don't ask them anymore. Just let them know after the first book, hey, look, I've got an author page over at xyz.com. Go check it out. You'll be able to see any future releases. I'm not going to beat you up over any of these. So if you want to continue to support, just go ahead and tune in over that page. And that kind of gets it all done. It muddies up the algorithm. Now, I said there's potential exceptions to the rule. The other exception, and this is just a small exception, if your book's content is relevant to the person you're speaking with. So for instance, I had a conversation with Julie Broad, a good friend here of the channel from Book Launchers. When my brother's book was released for live streaming tech, it made sense to reach out to her because she live streams online. So naturally, she would probably buy a book like that. I wouldn't reach out to, say, someone that is not tech savvy, that's not planning on doing any live streaming. I don't want to reach out to them because, again, it just muddies things up. So that's the exception to the rule if they really, really genuinely are into that type of thing. Number four, some promo sites. Now, on the past podcast, I actually talked about some of the best and most viable options when it comes to book promotion sites. And rather than just bloviating about the same thing over and again, I would just say, just go back to episode 56, where I talk about some viable avenues for promoting your books. One of the types of sites that you want to avoid are the ones that promise bestseller tags or X amount of reviews. These type of sites are predatory. They're just preying on you and your lack of knowledge that a bestseller tag, honestly, it's really easy to achieve. In fact, I even showed it in a number of videos over on my YouTube channel. In this live streaming tech book, I only sold about 36 copies in the course of the day and became an international best-selling book on Amazon. You know, why did it become international? Because it became a bestseller in Canada and in the US. Yeah. So, you see, the bestseller tag's not all the greatest. All they got to do is just put you into a random category, sell X amount of books, and then you're all of a sudden bestseller. So I'm just going to say that just be careful, you know. Don't go after those type of services, those type of promo sites, the ones that say they're going to get you 20 reviews or something like that. And they're not good. Use the Allies Watchdog list, and you can actually get your hands on that. And I have that inside the show notes. It's going to be at dalelinks.com/watchdog, and check any type of promotional services through that first and see if it's recommended or not. And if it's not on the list, put it in for a request so they actually do take a look at it. Okay, so I got one more option I'm going to go ahead and share with you when it comes to book marketing strategy. So this next one is just an absolute doozy. This is probably the worst book marketing strategy yet. I do want to bring to your attention, I've got a mission, and I want you to join me in on this mission here. It's my mission to affect over 100,000 self-published authors and aspiring authors to becoming their best self and to becoming better writers and publishers and marketers. The way that I can measure this is through my YouTube channel. And my YouTube channel, if you're not familiar with, it's a self-publishing with Dale. You can visit that at dalelinks.com/YouTube. But if you're not already subscribed, I really highly recommend you subscribe because we're on our way to 100K. That's right. So that's the new slogan, on our way to 100K. Please make sure that you're going on over to YouTube, getting yourself subscribed. And of course, if you're listening to this or watching this on YouTube, yeah, believe it or not, you can actually watch the podcast now, not just on twitch.tv/self-publish every week, but you can also catch the replays over on my new YouTube podcast channel. You head on over to dalelinks.com/YouTube podcast. And I've got a goal for that one on our way to 1K. We're going to go ahead and get that podcast channel up to 1,000 subscribers. I know we can do it. We're already over 30,000 on the main channel. Alrighty. I tell you, it's so funny. I try to multitask as I'm doing some of these things. And one of the things I was, you know, having an issue with, if you're listening to this on the podcast, I keep getting notifications from alerts from people subscribing to the YouTube channel. So I had to go over and mute that. Otherwise, it's going to continue to interrupt us. Alrighty, so I've got a final tip here, and this one is a doozy, and it is one of the things that robs people of their money. It takes all of their money all the time, and that is blind book promotions. Now, you're probably going, blind book promotions, yeah. I see probably, I would say, 8 out of every 10 authors out there just throwing money into ads or promotional strategies without first understanding how it works. So for instance, on Amazon advertising, I'll tell you, if I had a penny for every time someone says Amazon advertising doesn't work, I would be a rich man by now, and that's within the last week. The reason why it doesn't work is because you're throwing money blindly at it and you're not studying and understanding how it works and understanding that it's going to require some investment up front to learn and grow your skill set and your knowledge set when it comes to doing Amazon advertising. You can't just expect to throw money into it and then get money back. It's not an ATM. Will it become an ATM? Possibly, but you're going to have to learn the system first. I had a private consult at one point or another, this gentleman, and he was a nice enough guy. Super, super good guy. He supported me since day one. Great guy. Problem was, he was spending $1 per click and $150 ad spend per day. So that means that he would get 150 clicks in the course of a day. And if those 150 did not convert, he's in some real trouble. Guess what? He was in real trouble. And it was just burning through money. Crazy. It was just like a faucet. Just turn it on and it was his bank account was just driving money over to the Amazon platform because he didn't know what he was doing. And it's okay. If you don't know what you're doing, reach out to somebody who does know what they're doing. Get a coach. Get a course. Be prepared to start low and scale slow. Really just, you know, when I say start low, when you're going into Amazon advertising, CPC needs to be 10, 15 cents tops. The spend per day, don't do any more than about 10 bucks at first. It's going to be very slow, but it's okay. It's better than losing a ton of money. And then there's the other methodology when it comes to blind promotions. I seen another lady that supports the channel here, and when she did her first book launch for a particular series, she was told that X, Y, and Z, when you combine all these promotions together, it will get you these type of results. Any author that shares with you a methodology of stacking specific promotional type sites and services, that is strictly something that works for them. Okay, for you to think that you can take the same stacked promotional services and have the same results is absolutely crazy. That's just expecting the same thing that somebody else did. Their content's different. Their audience is different. Their promotional strategy is different. If you're going to try a promotional strategy, start with one at a time so you can measure the results. I liken this to back in the days when I used to do personal training in the gym. And sometimes my clients would come to me and they would say, you know, I want to lose X amount of pounds. Great. Okay. Awesome. They would instantly want to just change everything about them. And I'd be like, no, just show up to the gym and we're going to start to tweak these things as we go along. And they thought it was crazy. They're like, oh, you're the nicest personal trainer ever. I'm like, no, I'm smart about these type of things. It's changing small elements. See what gets the best results. And whatever gets the best results, you elevate that. So sometimes people actually can eat pretty well, but it's their exercise they need to tweak. Or maybe they're exercising and their nutrition sucks. And if that's the case, we would tweak the nutrition. You don't want to do a bunch of things all at the same time. Kind of like when I was in the bodybuilding and I was in the wrestling business. It was always an insane idea to take all these 50,000 different supplements without trying them all one at a time to see what the specific supplement that was most effective, and then starting to add additional ones on there so you could see which one's working best. And that is the same thing you're going to want to do when it comes to promotional strategies, one at a time. Measure its effectiveness, and then when you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is effective for you, then you can start stacking those additional services. And you're not going to go broke in the process, thankfully. All right, so those were the 5 book marketing strategies that suck. What did you think about those? I know it's not an exhaustive list, but those ones right there, those ones get my goat. Anytime I see people doing, I'm just like, come on now, don't do that. Listen, if you are listening to me or watching me anywhere, do me a huge favor. Just subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and leave me a review, or if you're watching me on YouTube and the podcast channel, leave a little comment down below. Definitely would love to hear from you. In the meantime, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will chat with you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.